Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCN Live, as well as on selected Salem Media Group stations and some of the largest markets across the country, and some great leading independent stations, too, out there in between, just for good measure. Now, we also broadcast on the Internet. You can hear us. Germany is listening right now on radio waves, Maria and her friends, and over in India, Radio Guarana, as well as on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working to keep us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail, point A to B and all points in between, our suicide jockeys bringing us the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel and all the other petroleum products we need to have. Thank you very much. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to our page, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. You'll see our podcast there, and our contributors also post things there on the page for you to see. Now, don't forget, we're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. We have a lot of things over there, too, including direct links to our contributors, namely Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And our regular contributor, Denise Simon, from founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, it's now 80 degrees, Kyle. It's cooled off 1 degree since we started the show.
Wow.
All right, I'm going to lead us in the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, you were making a point before we started about Michigan and the 16 Republicans that are being charged. This is going to be going on a lot, election integrity, and as you were pointing out, they're trying to keep this Trump thing alive and throw everything Trump they can out there to discredit Mr. Trump. And I still believe somebody's going to offer him a deal somewhere and say, this will all go away if you'll just say you're not running.
Well, I think that's the ultimate goal, or force him to withdraw. And, you know, anybody who is, you know, part of his legal team, anybody is part of his campaign team, anybody that used to be part of, you know, all of those entities associated with Trump, they're still under investigation. They're still fighting us. It's just not going to go away. So, are we up for this again? And for the sake of argument, Well, when Trump goes into the White House, are we up for this again? Because they're not going to stop. Are we going to go through four more years or something where everything gets scrutinized? And, you know, for the sake of argument, his agenda, would anything ever be able to happen, you know, to restore the country because of how they're going to fight him and his administration? Therein lies the question.
Now, something else that lies is what I saw in the Washington Times yesterday. 78 Obama appointees are burrowed firmly in place into career jobs that weren't career jobs under President Obama.
I wrote about that almost immediately when that happened. Mm-hmm. And they are part of the administrative state, otherwise known as the deep state. It was purposeful. You can't remove them unless there's a criminal situation. They can't be removed even under civil.
Yep.
So there you go. And interestingly enough, Trump wasn't wise enough to do the same thing to burrow people in agencies across government when he left.
Yep. Kyle, what's on your mind? You got about 45 seconds.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Denise, what do we know about this soldier that went over the border into North Korea? We know he was in trouble for something, but do we have any additional information?
He had several disciplinary allegations against him, and it looks like he defected. I mean, you just can't walk across the border, so it looks like he defected. Well, yeah, he'll quickly change his mind, but it's too late for him already.
Well, I'm going to tease something, Kyle, coming up on the other side of the break. It's about 10 seconds away here. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and that meeting that he had yesterday with the president of Israel, because I believe you have a little bit of that audio, don't you, Kyle?
We do. Yeah.
All right. We're going to play that because, folks, you got to hear this. And if you haven't seen it, you got to go out of your way to see it. We actually saw a breakdown of some sort yesterday, not just dementia. This goes along with somebody that's not able to do the job of being president. You have to be able to communicate. All right. Denise, hold that thought. Kyle, hold that thought. I'll be right back with more. This is the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch all across America.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico has been saving people money for well over 85 years. They currently happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 27 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, spelled G-E-I-C-O, and get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Perhaps you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can bundle that in there, too, and it'll cause your car insurance to go down. But where you really save the money, and I mean big money, is when you bundle either your homeowner's policy, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance on your car policy. That's where you'll save a bunch of money. Now, the way you can do that is go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can do it right there on the website, or you'll get the information for the closest insurance agent to you. You can do it that way. Whatever works for you, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, we have breaking news, and before I go to Denise and Kyle, a Ford assembly plant in Claycomo, Missouri, was evacuated and shut down late last night after police received a report about a possible threat. The Clay County Sheriff's Office said a man claimed to be armed with explosives and a rifle and handgun and had barricaded himself in a bathroom. Now, the incident occurred around 5:20 p.m. Central Time, which would have been 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time, as authorities were trying to verify the possible threat. The man provided officers with a fake name. However, he did correctly name a supervisor at the plant. The investigation continues. The plant will open up again for the morning shift. Okay, Kyle, back to you. Hello.
Hello, Captain.
Denise, back to you. Hello.
Hello, hello.
If you want
apparently Reuters is reporting that threat was not credible.
Okay. But it shut down a Ford plant, needless to say.
Huh? Well, it did. That's what you do. But but apparently that plant has got almost 7,300 employees. But apparently the threat was not a credible threat.
Yep, I know right where it is. I've been there before. Okay, so, Kyle, take it away.
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Good morning again, Denise. How are you this morning?
Hey. All right. Not too bad.
Well, you know, as we were talking about before, we had this little exchange in the Oval Office. There was a press availability, of course, while the Israeli president was meeting with President Biden, and it went a little something like this. It's about 15 seconds long. You'll hear President – there's a lot of background noise, by the way, folks, so we're sorry about that. We can't help that. But you'll hear the president kind of trail off and kind of mumble a little bit. Let's listen in.
And we brought Israelis and Palestinians together at a political level, and they affirmed the Prime Minister.
Now, just to set the stage again, the president's sort of looking down. He's got his notes in his lap, but he's kind of trailing off. And I think you've probably seen the video too, Denise, right?
I have, and it's like he was falling asleep,
right,
or, you know, there was like some kind of medication that kicked in that made him sleepy, and he's mumbling. That's not the characteristics of the leader of the free world, when you should be giving all your attention and energy to you know, a very, very long-term trusted ally. And in fact, Herzog actually had to say, you know, because there were some kind of innuendo there and other comments that Biden made about Israel, and Herzog had to come back and say, we are a democracy. And to even mention the Palestinians, to me, is kind of an outrage. You know, you got the squad, and includes the Jayapal's comment about Israel being racist, and that they're fighting for a two-state solution. Let me tell you something. If you really look at Israel, it's already got three states in it. You got Israel, you got Gaza, and the West Bank. And they keep calling these settlements, where Israel is trying to do construction for, you know, new neighborhoods and housing and whatnot. That's a settlement? I mean, you know, somewhere between Herzog and Netanyahu, they really truly need to take a stand. I challenge the listeners out there to go look up the history of Gaza. You know, you got I mean, just go look up the history. I mean, and the Palestinians, by the way, the largest population of the air quote Palestinians, because they're an invented people, by the way, is in Jordan. Why is nobody, you know, so give me a break.
Well, you know, Denise, it seems to me that since time immemorial, every U.S. president who's tried to get a Palestinian state and tried very hard, you know, putting their prestige on the line in many cases, something always comes up to stop the peace process, and that's not from Israel, it's from the Palestinians or the terrorist organizations. They don't want a two-state system. They want a one-state system. They want to push Israel into the ocean.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And, you know, so if you got Jayapal or AOC or, you know, Tlaib and what, you know, that whole crowd, They know the history, and if they don't look on social media, they should absolutely be reminded of the history.
Well, exactly. And what's your take on Karine Jean-Pierre not really condemning the statements about Israel being an apartheid state and like this kind of stuff, but then just kind of making some generic statement about anti-Semitism?
Let me say it this way. This is an administration, including the National Security Council, including the Pentagon, and pretty much every department or agency under this Biden administration. They are communist sympathizers. They are terrorist sympathizers, because look what they did for the Taliban in Afghanistan. Look at the money that they're giving to the Palestinian Authority. So, I mean, yeah, look what they're doing with Iran and staying in these talks and whatnot. So as far as I'm concerned, they're taking every rogue situation here, every rogue leader and terror organization, and giving them a pass. I mean, has anybody even bothered to ask Karine Jean-Pierre when's the last time that Biden had a conversation with Putin or President Xi? What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? Oh, they're not going to. You know, they fear all that too much, so they just give in. And that includes Tony Blinken, you know, Sullivan and the rest of them. So as far as I'm concerned, they're communist, you know, Marxist sympathizers.
Okay, we got a caller. Let's take the caller real quick because we're running out of time. So good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from? You got about maybe 45 seconds.
Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Eric again. Like, you guys are just talking, Ms. Denise, I was just talking about Israel and the whole issue going on over there. I don't think people realize that if the Israeli government gave the so-called Palestinians and other factions within Israel the land and area that they're demanding from the Israeli government, it would leave Israel in certain areas no more than 6 miles wide. They want all of the productive landmass in Israel. Israel's offered to give them parts of the Negev and everything. Y'all sell it. Y'all do what we did. Y'all fertilize.
You got 20 seconds.
Right on. I think you know, barring political ideology and stuff, Israel is very important, and it is what they call the canary in the coal mine for what's going on within the Middle East, et cetera. I think people need to support
Okay.
Israel, the Israeli state.
All right.
I think that
thank you very much. Okay. I had to cut him off because we didn't have time for you to answer, but go ahead, Denise.
Well, let's not forget we have the Abraham Accords, and that was done with several countries under the Trump administration, which were epic agreements with Israel. And guess what administration couldn't care less,
mm-hmm.
and is not an advocate to continue to nurture, mm-hmm. and that's the Biden administration.
All right. Well, we're running out of time. The music is coming up in my ear. We look forward to talking to you again tonight. It's going to be a busy news day because we got the boys on the Hill today. Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Kyle, you hang on. We're going to be doing the military and veterans news segment coming right up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You USA News Update. President Biden is hosting the President of Israel at the White House. Biden talked about the commitment that the U.S. has to Israel.
America's commitment to Israel is firm.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog will address a joint meeting of Congress Wednesday to mark 75 years of Israeli independence. A U.S. soldier captured by the North Koreans on the wrong side of the military demarcation line this week had escaped the custody of his superiors who were escorting him back to the U.S. for disciplinary reasons. And Taco John's is giving up its Taco Tuesday trademark.
The move comes as a response to a petition filed by rival Taco Bell with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office back in May. The CEO of Taco John's has announced that the company has chosen not to continue the legal battle to defend the trademark, citing the burden of the associated legal fees as the primary reason. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, the National Aviation Academy, their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, brings you the military and veterans news segment. Find out more about them online at naa.edu, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080. To schedule a tour and see what they're all about. Learn how you can become an aviation maintenance technician and make a lot of money and have job security for many years to come. Won't need to worry about it once you get certified as an aviation maintenance technician. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have found out that the United States is not just sending
F-16s into the Gulf of Oman region. We found out that they're also sending another warship to the station because we noticed that there was that one ship. I forgot the name of it. You had the name a little while ago.
Was it called the McFall, I think?
Yeah, I believe that was it. But anyway, that one ship was handling that area, and actually you needed more than one ship there to be able to effectively do what needed to be done. And I do remember at one time they were escorting the tankers through in convoys is what they were doing, with a warship up front, a warship behind, and planes overhead, and helicopters too for that matter. And they may have to go back to that because the Iranians are once again with their gunboats coming out trying to take these freighters and tankers hostage and take them back into port and use them for ransom.
Well, that's right, and I think that they feel a little bit more emboldened these days because they're just being part of the world catching on fire, basically. And they feel like, well, the Biden administration's very occupied, obviously, with Ukraine, occupied at home, and occupied watching China to see what it's going to do next. So, well, let's give it a try, they think.
Now, there are some saying that Joe Biden's 3,000 reserve troops that he's being called up to send to Europe to support the NATO mission regarding Ukraine. There are some saying that 3,000 could very quickly become double that. I'm not seeing anything that says that, but I'm hearing it. What are you hearing?
Well, about the same thing, but generally speaking, I mean, you've got, now these troops have been going over there for a while. I mean, this isn't a brand new thing.
Yeah, it's rotation.
Itself. Mm-hmm. That's right. But certainly because of what's happening in Eastern Europe, this is a very, very ominous kind of thing because proximity can sometimes lead to conflict. Obviously, if they want to up it, then that means that they're perhaps expecting something else or they want to project a different kind of message or force in that area.
Now, there's something interesting going on with the VA, as reported by the Washington Post. First of all, a Veterans Affairs investigation found shortcomings at a VA facility, including inconsistent safety checks and problems with surveillance cameras to monitor at-risk patients. Now, the family that was involved in this alleged a wrongful death lawsuit filed against the VA last year that the center could have prevented this suicide. And as a result, the suicide that was done by their loved one has given them a jury verdict of some $5.75 million, the settlement that was reached after this veteran suicide inside a VA center. Now, we know that there needs to be some accountability for veterans and Americans who are very fed up with a bad VA and some of the bad employees that are there who, for some reason, stick around, and they're not being disciplined. Now, this is coming from the Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman, Mike Voss, a Republican from Illinois. This is serious stuff. These are serious accusations.
Well, it certainly is. And, of course, the problem of suicide is not one that we hear talked about a lot, but it is an incredibly serious thing. And especially for our veterans, they have to know, Captain, that our country and our VA is going to do everything they can to help them because they're loved, they're valued, and we need them, we want them.
Now, have you heard of the African country Mali?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Sensitive U.S. military info was exposed in accidental emails that were sent by mistake to the African country Mali instead of the U.S. military because of a typo.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we understand because you've got the .mil or .mil versus .ml, which I think is for the country Mali, basically. And so it went, because of that, this caused a lot of this stuff to go out, and it contained some, I'm not sure if it was necessarily classified, some of it may have been, but it certainly was sensitive, having to do with some personal information and other information that should not be public.
Now, according to the Marine Corps Times, the commanding officer and the senior enlisted leader at the Marine Corps East Coast Recruit Training Regiment have been fired. Now, that would be Parris Island. The Marine Corps confirmed this on Monday. That's not a very good thing that's going on there. I don't know what happened, but somebody stepped in it.
Well, that's certainly what it sounds like. And, of course, recruitment right now is one of the number one priorities, if not the number one priority, in terms of augmenting our forces and making sure that they stay with the numbers that we need, because we're not getting the numbers that we need right now.
Well, yeah, and there's a number of reasons for that. Now, Russia is blaming the Ukraine, of course, for the attack on the key Crimea, a military supply bridge which was built specifically to handle the big heavy loads and the big trucks that were coming back and forth from Russia headed over to the eastern Ukraine front to be distributed to the troops. Now, this is not going to be something that's going to be able to be fixed in a few minutes. This is something that's going to take a while to do. So now is the time, if I'm the Ukraine, now is the time to really up the ante.
Well, absolutely. You have to capitalize on this latest development. And even so, for Vladimir Putin, this is a big sort of personal insult as well, because this was his bridge of pride or something like that, because, of course, they annexed Crimea and he built this bridge to go there to bring things back and forth. So it's a big insult to Vladimir Putin.
Now, the Ukrainians are training very hard on the Abrams tanks at a U.S. base in Germany, and it looks to be that they're going to be battle-ready in just a few weeks, and those tanks and those crews will be headed back to the Ukraine.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and I think this goes into the hopper where we wonder if, you know, what is it going to take to drive the Russian forces completely out of Ukraine, but hopefully this is going to be a major factor in getting that job done.
And apparently they're getting really good at hitting what they're aiming at from a mile away in Germany, so that's why they know they're just about ready to be turned loose.
Well, exactly. And there's nothing like when you have an efficient tank force. I mean, that they can do a lot of damage and cover a lot of ground pretty quick.
No kidding. Now, the Russians are doing a little payback here. They're firing missiles at the ports there in Ukraine to try to make up for the problem that they had with the Ukrainians taking that bridge out. So now Russia is going after the seaport along the Black Sea, Odessa in particular. That port is the one they're going after, and they did quite a barrage of missiles yesterday.
Yes, I'm not surprising that they would do such a thing, because this was a big, big development with the bridge going to Crimea.
Yeah. All right, here comes the music. Mr. Chris Markowski will be with us on the way back on the other side of the break here, so don't go anywhere. Speaking of Chris Markowski, we're going to hear from him right about now as he takes us to break. I'll be back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, and our conversation with Chris Markowski brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, and the Moss Acura dealership here on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, located right next to the Moss Nissan dealership on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can go online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, take a look at all the inventory they've got and what it is that you might want to take a look at. Now, once you do that, you set up an appointment or you just merely show up. But when you do, don't forget to tell them, I sent you. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, the reason for that is twofold. Number one, they are part of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are on or off the job, EMS, firefighter, or police, and all church pastors too, whether you are a pastor or whether you've been one, get taken care of with kid gloves, and you get a tremendous opportunity afforded to you. Now, they also have, with the vehicles, Moss Care. Now, Moss Care is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and then other opportunities where you can save money on different parts and different services that they offer in their repair shop. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com is the place to go. Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, first of all, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And now we'll bring in Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
You know, it's an interesting day when you see a report like this. Retail sales rose. However, they were less than expected in June as spending is beginning to cool. I think spending was cooling before June.
It's been coming down, but the consumer still remain pretty strong. And believe it or not, that lower retail sales number basically boded well for the markets yesterday, because then it's saying that there's dampening signs of inflation and what the Fed is going to do moving forward. But overall, I mean, despite what's going on, it's been holding to some degree. It hasn't fallen off a cliff or anything like that. And, you know, because of that number, people are still saying, okay, we may be able to avoid any sort of recession.
Okay, Kyle, I know you got a couple questions for Chris, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Chris. I wanted to ask you about this report that we've seen that says that U.S. manufacturing sector is right now in what's being called a, quote, sorry state. Now, obviously, we still have some manufacturing here, but what is the future look like, especially if we want to try to de-risk from China? Is there any chance that manufacturing could have a boon once again in the United States, or are the costs just too high for a renaissance?
It depends. I mean, we're starting to see, I mean, right now, I mean, you take a look around, if you're a manufacturer and you say to yourself, boy, look at all these strikes that are taking place here in the United States. You're thinking about onshoring a factory, and you might say, you know what, I may move that to Vietnam or India or Mexico or somewhere else, because we do have a very tight labor market here, and you know, the labor movement is starting to kick in a high gear. I mean, we have this, strike that's coming down that could put Yellow out of business and could do, all sorts of handle issues with UPS. And obviously, energy costs here are still much lower than many places around the globe, which makes it an attractive place. And there are factories that are going up. There's no doubt about that, and there's manufacturing done here. But, there is a diversification coming out of China. It's whether or not we're able to attract those factories here to the United States.
Very interesting indeed. And then also, we've got a story up in San Francisco that has to do with retail. And in addition to putting things behind plexiglass, we're now seeing some stores literally having to put a chain around their frozen food section because of all the crime. You know, how much longer can retailers take this kind of thing before they really just fold up and leave altogether, as we've seen other retailers in San Francisco do?
Well, they are. I mean, it's not just that. It's you're taking a look at, you know, and I saw that yesterday, and you're seeing the entire store is under plexiglass, and everything is locked down. I loathe to go to a pharmacy or some of these places. Who wants to, like, look for a store worker to unlock your deodorant when you want to go shopping? It's, you know, I'd order it on Amazon. That's just the reality is that's what most people are doing. A lot of people are doing right now. It makes the retail experience quite awful. And again, you're going to start having smaller footprints for retail outlets based upon this, because they're going to want to obviously watch, you know, who's coming in and out of the store. You know, you see that with many high-end stores now. I found it fascinating. You know, that song by Billy Joel where he sings, "We're going to cruise the miracle mile." That's in Manhasset, Long Island. It's the Americana shopping center. At Christmas time, I mean, they have a velvet rope out front, and you need to be escorted around the stores and, you know, the fancy stores that they have there, because they don't want to deal with the losses. That's the reality of the day, and that's what happens when you don't enforce the rule of law. But many of these companies are starting to deal with it in any way that they can, because again, you can only pass so much of the cost on to the consumer, which they've been doing, which is obviously inflationary as well. But many of these areas around the country, I did a podcast on it yesterday. We need to rethink many of these urban cores There was a story yesterday where the Baltimore wanted to buy some, spend how many billions of dollars to buy tens of thousands of row houses that have been abandoned. What are you going to do with those things? I mean, at some point in time, you know, some of these cities are going to have to start knocking down buildings and turn this back to nature. I mean, I would try to have a meeting of the minds to some degree with the green movement. You know, the best way to remove carbon from the environment, if that's what you want to do, is plant a tree. The old photosynthesis there. That's what trees eat. So many of these cities, you know, they're not going to come back. Start turning these areas, knock down these buildings, these blighted areas, and turn them back to nature, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know, you mentioned a tree, and Kyle, I'm going to interject something here. Yesterday there was a Republican plan. I don't know who suggested it, but it was somebody out west. They suggested planting 1 million trees in America.
I'd rather the government spend tax dollars on that than hand it to some, you know, ridiculous company that's got some pie in the sky nonsense. Because it works. You know, we already know that it works. We can knock down, have the government buy up these blighted areas that aren't coming back. Cities are not gonna be the same. It's the reality here because of technology and the work week has been shortened. And turn some of these places back to nature. I mean, that's what's been happening since the beginning of time. I mean, they dig up cities all the time in, you know, Greece and Turkey and Italy and Israel and all these places that are no longer. You turn some of these places back to nature and, there you go. You can get a meeting of the minds with the people that the climate change people there, because guess what? The trees, you know, good old sixth grade science there where you learn photosynthesis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, thank you, Captain. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Chris, you were hitting upon something there that I think is incredibly important, and that is to take over many of these issues. Especially having to do with environmentalism or climate change. If the conservatives or the GOP could find a way to make that kind of thing work, then they would take those issues away from the far left, which wants to use it as a control mechanism, and turn it into something that's actually productive and gets people, you know, from point A to point B, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, and it's been going on for a while. This is what politicians do. They want to take tax dollars. I mean, I'm from upstate New York, and again, it used to be, you know, it was a point in time where, you know, the Erie Canal was, you know, that was the lifeblood of this nation, where you took goods from New York City, you could take them all the way to Chicago, across the state of New York, and you had a lot of cities and little, you know, whatnot built along the way. Well, you know, those places are no longer. And what they try to do is try to revitalize these areas, and you can't. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of these places, there's no reason for being there anymore, because obviously the world has changed. So, you know, like I said, rather than throw money, good money after bad, you know, why not buy up some of these areas and just, like I said, turn them back to nature? You can totally take over that problem or that idea.
All right, here comes the music, Chris. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day up there. All righty, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition, as we continue to roll across the overnight radio airwaves here. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.